in the early days, often at night, there was nothing special to do. So Guru would go to someone's house and there'd be a party, kind of there would be a meal, and Guru would sit around, everyone would eat, and then people would ask Guru questions or whatever would take place. We had Guru's, everyone had Guru's phone number. If you weren't feeling well, you could call Guru up and just say, "Oh, Guru, I have a headache or I have a sore throat." And Guru would, he'd bless you, he'd put a force on you. You know, these were very, very different times. People were often curious about what animal they were in their last animal incarnation. And you could just, you know, you could just ask Guru, "Oh, Guru, what animal was I?" And Guru would say what you were. So this was at one of these meals. Hashi and I were there, and Hashi was looking around at all the disciples. There were, you know, maybe 20 disciples, and she said to herself, "I know the last animal incarnation of everybody who's sitting here, but I don't know mine." After she thought that, Guru said out loud, he said, "Hashi, what animal were you in your last animal incarnation?" And Hashi said, "Guru, I don't know." And Guru said, "It starts with an F." So she sat there and went, you know, flea, frog. She started thinking of every animal that started with an F. And Guru didn't tell her that night. But then I think next day or a few days later, Guru told her she had been a fox. When I first came to the center, my head had been shaved. In those days, after a function, there'd be a meal. Somebody would cook a meal and we would eat it and then we would wash the dishes. I think Guru was sitting at the table in the kitchen and I was washing dishes. And one of the girls saw that I had like just fuzzy hair. And she said, "Kanan looks like a koala bear." Was he a koala bear, Guru? And then Guru said, "No, he was a cow." For some reason, it was quite shocking to me. I think most boys, oh, they want to be a lion or like a horse or a bull, something like that. But not a cow is even, it's a woman. It's a female animal. So of course, Guru could feel my shock kind of. And then he said, "A nice, gentle cow."